It's so good to see you today.
非常高兴见到你们。
What a glorious and happy day God has given to us together.
快乐的一天, 神让我们聚集在这边。
We have all different ages here.
我们有各个不同的年龄的人在这里。
We have all different. Well, I know that there's different countries here because we just heard about Jakarta.
我们也都是来自很多个不同的国家，就像我们刚刚听到有印尼的雅加达。
And we all come from different family backgrounds, but God has brought us here together as a family. Isn't that wonderful?
虽然我们的家庭背景不一样。 但是神将我们带到这一个大家庭里面来，真的是太美好了。
I have to admit, when I was speaking to the children just now, I realized when I said thank your mother for the cooking, that things are a little bit different these days, and a lot of dads can cook too, you know. So.
我刚刚跟小孩们说，你们要跟妈妈说，你煮的饭菜很好吃。我想到说，其实现今的社会，很多爸爸也都很会煮菜的。And
a lot of the mothers are also working, so it's a whole new world. But I think, and I hope the kids got the point.
很多妈妈们也都要出去工作。 所以因为现在的社会很不一样，希望孩子们他们了解我的意思。Well,
I thought today, since we are Grace Church, that it would be a good thing to talk about God's grace.
今天我们想到，既然我们是新恩堂，我们就一起来思想神的恩典。And
there's so much to learn from God's grace.
从神的恩典，我们有许多要学习的功课。
I don't know if you are like me. I don't really hear anyone except for Christians talk about grace.
我不晓得，我自己觉得我们很少听到有人提起恩典，除非他是信主的。I
was with a friend who even actually had a lot of association with the church, but he asked me, "What is grace?"
我一位朋友，他虽然 对教会并不陌生，他是问我说，他问我什么是恩典。
Well, I think God is going to teach us all of our lives what the meaning of grace is.
我相信神要在我们一生当中不断地教导我们什么是恩典。
We just heard from Ephesians that we're supposed to give grace to those who hear.
我们刚刚从以弗所书里面学到说，我们要用我们的言语来向别人传达恩典。
And in this powerful scripture from Ephesians, the second chapter, there's a lot of talk about grace.
在我们刚刚念的以弗所书第二章里面，我们看到很多非常宝贵的信息，都是关于恩典的。
So I'd just like to share some thoughts about this passage with you so that we can know about grace and that we can live a life of grace as Grace Church.
所以我希望就借这一段经文来跟大家分享，希望我们能够多多的更经历恩典跟恩慈。
One of the things that God put on my heart as I approach this scripture this 3 months or so was that we as a church need to grow.
这两三个月来，我不断的在思考今天要谈什么。那我就不断的想到，我们以一个教会一个整体，我们不断的需要成长。And
I think you'll agree with me. Whenever we grow, there is a certain amount of joy to it, and then there's also a certain amount of challenge to it.
我想大家都同意，当一个人要成长的时候，这其中有很多的喜乐。
A lot of times we can learn through something that may not be pleasant.
有时候我们必须要从不是很惬意的事情里面去学习。
And so I think that God is wanting to speak to us today about growth as Grace Church, and one of the aspects of that is to look at how He can bring from challenge and things that come into our lives that may not be as pleasant, something good and hopeful.
所以今天我们要一起来思想，主他若是要我们这个教会成长的时候，我们有可能会遇到什么样的事情是神要我们借着来学习的，以至于能够成长呢？
And the second part is, as the title of the sermon says, that God will show us how we can be instruments of Christ's grace.
第二点，我就想跟大家一起思想，神怎么样能使用我们成为基督恩典的器皿。
I have to say that Anthony, I didn't know he was going to say that, but he gave a perfect example of how God can bring something hopeful from something that is difficult and challenging.
我不知道我们安托尼弟兄要分享的，但是我很高兴他分享，真的让我们看到神怎么样在他们遇到挑战、有困难的时候，他们的教会怎么样成长。
The people were throwing rocks at the window.And it must have been very shocking when that happens as Christians. But then God, as he said, amen, brought something wonderful from that and people began to come to know God.
当外人用石头来丢教会的玻璃窗的时候，一定是一件非常震撼的事情。那但是我们看到神怎么样用这件事情，事实上使很多人最后来到教会认识了神。
Well, when we go to the scripture, and I encourage you to get your Bible out and not just listen to me, but if you want to get your Bible and keep that passage open to Ephesians 2, 1 to 10, you can do that and you can ponder and let the Spirit speak to you also when you're reading through this with me.
我现在邀请你在座椅上面的圣经你可以打开来在以弗所书第二章，所以我们在听的时候我们可以一起看神的话语。
So when we look at this chapter, it begins with something that is very, very challenging and upsetting, and it would be even fair to call it a crisis situation.
这个第二章一开始的时候，真的是描述一个我们很不容易接受的情况，甚至可以说是一个危险的情况。
So as Minister Can was teaching us today through her prayer that there is this need for God and for our sins to be forgiven and that we come together and we love in that way.
就像陈教士祷告里面有提到在罪，我们都是在罪当中，我们需要神的赦免，然后我们需要来聚在一起，来在爱中成长。
As Alan was also praying and saying, from the time of Adam and Eve until now, there's been sin in our lives.
张弟兄 Alan 也有提到，从创世纪到如今，我们不断的是在罪恶里面，我们需要神的赦免。
And so when you read this chapter at the very beginning, you are struck immediately with a crisis situation.
所以当我们读的时候，我们就看到这一个充满的危险的一个情况下。
And it is affecting each one of us, everyone here today, everyone.
这个状况是影响到我们当中在座的每一个人。
That every human being is dead in their trespasses and sins.
每一位受造的人都是在罪里面是死的。
That is a very challenging situation.
这是一个很难接受的一个。
That is an upsetting situation.
让你觉得听得很不舒服，不高兴。
And it goes on from there to say that we follow the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, and we believe that to be Satan.
圣经更提到说，不但是这样子，我们真的是在随着这个世界的。撒旦的一个带领跟引导，他的风俗行为，我们都是跟着这样在行。
The spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, that means us.
这一个黑暗的灵在那悖逆之子当中运行，这就是我们。
And it goes on from there to describe the situation where we are following the passions of this world, we are living sinful lives.
我们呢，就在这个灵的引导下，就随着世界的情欲跟身体的肉体之欲，我们这样去行事。
And then we get to verse 4.
到第四节呢。
But God.
然而神。
Do you hear the hope? Do you hear the change?
你有听到这个改变吗？语气的改变跟其中带来的希望吗？
Dead in sins.
死在罪中。
Following Satan,
跟随撒旦
but God,
然而神
being rich in mercy,
有丰富的怜悯
because of the love, the great love with which he loved us,
因为他对我们的大爱
even when we were dead in our trespasses,
即使在我们死在过犯当中的时候
made us alive with Christ,
他叫我们与基督一同活过来。
By grace you have been saved.
你们得救是本乎恩典。
And that helps us to be able to understand what church is all about. It is grace from God.
这让我们看到为什么教会有存在，这就是因为神的恩典。
In our worst moment,
在我们最糟糕的时候
，in a crisis moment of death.
在我们处在死亡的危机里面的时候
，no hope，
没有盼望
，following Satan，
跟随撒旦
，God comes，
神来
，He saves us，
拯救了我们
，with a gift，
给我们一个大礼物
，Jesus Christ，
耶稣基督
，who dies on the cross in our place，
他为我们在十字架上死
，that is grace，
那就是他的恩典。
There's a Chinese word that I'd like to use today that I believe can help us to see this also in a clear way, just this, how this crisis can be seen. And the word is crisis.
中文有一个字，危机。我今天用这个字来让我们也帮助我们更看到。
Now those of us that don't speak Chinese here are going to learn something together.
我们不会讲中文的人可以一起学这一个字。
Because I don't know anything else up there except crisis in English. But anyway, so a crisis to me, I'll give you an example. Lee Chan and I are singers, and there are times in the life of an opera singer where you face a vocal crisis.
我可以用我自己的例子来跟你们比喻。我们是唱歌的人，那在唱歌人的生涯里面，我们碰到危机。有时候就是因为我们的声带出了问题。
For different reasons, you can't sing as well as you usually sing.
因着不同的原因，你有一天突然没有办法像你平常一样的这样的唱。
So I've heard a lot of opera singers say, I had a vocal crisis once.
所以很多唱歌剧的人会说，我曾经有过声带危机。
And it was awful.
真的是很可怕。
I'm a singer and I can't sing.
我是一个唱歌的人，而我却不能唱。
Right? It's like having some other kind of a job and you can't do it, but you can't sing.
就像你可能有一个不同的工作，但是你没有办法去上班。
The word crisis here in Chinese means this.
这个字在中文上面的意思是
So the first character you see there on your left is Wei, right?
The left,
Wei.
最左边那个是 Wei.
That means danger.
就是 danger.
Okay, something that is you're facing, right?
你面对的一个情况
That is threatening or something like that. What is the second character? Tell me.
第二个字呢
G. What does it mean? Opportunity.
第二个字是机会。
Wow. Chinese opens up a door for us when we look at this and we see this word and it's with an intention of it, right? To say that there is a danger but God. Amen? The danger of sin, the danger of sin is going to kill me but God.
罪带来的危险要杀死我,
I'm in danger.
但是神,
I'm in danger.
我处在一个危险的状态里。
But God, through His Son Jesus Christ, brings into that danger opportunity.
但是神借着耶稣基督，在我们那死里的那个危险的状态下，带来一个机会。
It's hope.
给我们盼望，希望。
And oftentimes we forget that. We see only the danger.
很多时候我们只看到危险。
You could be in a church and you could see danger as being a new way of singing songs.
在教会里面有时候我们看到有人有一个不同的方式在唱歌的时候我们就说哦危险哦。
This is really, really bothering me. I'm used to singing hymns and I was that kind of person.
这个很让我觉得不自在因为我平常只习惯唱圣诗。
We went over to Germany and we came back to America and everybody wasn't singing hymns anymore.
我们去德国住了几年再回来以后哎教会里面怎么现在都不唱圣诗了呢
And we were like, whoa.
我们当时也觉得哎呀怎么会这样子
What is this?
这是什么
You know, and that was kind of like a danger. It was this kind of a thing that was really pressing down on our way of worshiping. And we were thinking, this isn't right.
那就是当时就是一个危机，我们当时觉得说这样的敬拜是不好像是不对的，那怎么办呢？
But we saw within that and all the young people that were there a great opportunity.
但是我们从那当中我们看到这里面带出来的机会，我们对年轻人的从年轻人身上我们都看到。
The children were telling us when we got there that we want to have things that are going we can relate to.
年轻人跟我们说，我们希望有我们能够认同的一个方式。
So what are you going to do?
所以那你怎么办呢？
Put your foot down and say no. It's got to be this way.
你要坚持说不行，只有这个。旧的方式吗？
That's the moment of danger.
那就是一个危机的时候。
That's the moment where the church has to ask itself, are we going to grow?
那时候教会就必须要问，我们要不要用利用这个时机来成长。
How are we going to look at this? How are we going to do it?
我们要怎么样来看待这件事情？
Right? That really happened years ago.
那真的在多十几年前呀发生。
And after about a year or 2 years,
一两年以后
we started to loosen up.
我们就开始呀不再这么严这严拘谨呀。
And we started to grow.
那我们开始跟着他们一起成长。
In a moment of crisis,
在这个有危险的时候
God brings his opportunity.
神为我们带来机会。
He brings His grace.
他给我们恩典。
So let's take a look at this word grace that is expanded on by Paul in this letter to the Ephesians in this letter.
所以我们再一起来看使徒保罗怎么样在以弗所书这一个书信里面解释恩典。
We're going to see now how we can be instruments of God's grace as His people in this church.
我们来看神怎么样能够用我们当恩典的器皿。
This is a definition of grace I'd like to share from God's Word.
我要从神的话里面来为恩典下定义。
Grace is a gift of God for mankind.
恩典是从神下来给人的礼物。
To save us from our sins and death through Jesus Christ alone.
来救我们从罪跟死亡里面出来，因着耶稣基督。
Paul talks about grace with the people there, and he tells them and reminds them it was God's grace that saved them from their sins.
使徒保罗向当时的信徒说，就是耶稣基督的恩典使他们能够得救。
And in describing that grace, he uses 3 words so that we can learn how we can grow.
在他形容这个恩典的时候，他用三个字，我们可以也用这三个字来成长。
Mercy,
怜悯
love,
爱。
And kindness.
宽容
Mercy.
怜悯
Love.
爱
And kindness.
宽容跟恩慈
Did the English speaking folks hear those words in Chinese? It's wonderful, isn't it? To hear another language with our words from the Bible giving us all of these wonderful things. So let's take a look at mercy.
我们先看怜悯
Jesus said,
主耶稣说
Blessed are the merciful,
怜悯的人有福了
for they shall be shown mercy.
因为他们必得怜悯
So Jesus says that we need to pay attention to that.
这既是耶稣基督说的话我们就需要注意的去听跟行
It means not taking advantage or judging others who have done wrong to us.
这就表示说我们不论断人也不轻易的占别人的便宜。
It means we are always ready to forgive and to be forgiven.
随时准备好去原谅人，并且去接受原谅。
What I have found, brothers and sisters, is when we struggle at that crisis moment, a crisis comes when we have a difference with someone, God is calling us.To a merciful spirit.
所以我自己的经验是，当我们在处在一个危机的境况的时候，也就是神在呼吁我们要用怜悯来彼此对待。
And at that moment, when we have this crisis where we are against each other, the Holy Spirit comes and teaches us that we in our hearts have something that we need forgiveness for.
当我们处在一个情况下，有任何彼此不和的时候，也就是神要告诉我们，我们要看向我们自己的内心来审查，我们有什么需要改变的。
When this happens,
当你让这样的一个步骤能够进行的时候
，an unrestful spirit，
这个心中不安的这个灵
，an angry spirit，
还有生气的灵
，through the grace of God is replaced with a merciful one，
就能借着耶稣基督就以怜悯的灵来替代了。
I'm telling you that because it happened to me recently。
我跟你讲这个事情，因为最近也发生在我身上。
Yes, the pastor sins.
是，牧师也会犯罪。
And has to admit the sin to God so that I can have the Spirit of God that is pleasant to Him and showing His grace.
牧师也需要向神认罪，然后从神那里得到赦免。
Do you remember the story that Jesus told of the servant who had a massive debt? And the master, he went to the master told him, "Pay me your debt."
你们记得啊，圣经里面有一个例子，是一个比喻，耶稣所说的，就是一个无怜悯的仆人的比喻。有一个仆人欠他的主人很大的一笔债。
The servant says, "Please, please." Forgive me my debt. I'll pay you.
那个仆人跟主人说，请你怜悯我，请你再饶我宽容，我将来一定会还清。
And the master forgives all the debt. Gone.
那主人动了慈心，就说，我全部把你的债都免掉了。
And so the servant turns around and goes away from the master, and he turns to a servant friend of his, and he says, "Pay me the money you owe me."
那个仆人离开了主人以后，转身看到跟他同财的另一个仆人，他就抓着他说：“把你欠我的钱都还给我。”
And the servant says, "Please, please forgive me my debt. I'll pay you."
他的朋友说：“请你宽容我一下，我以后会还你。”
And he says, "No."
他说：“不行。”
You're going to jail.
现在就还，不然就下监去。
Until you can pay me.
对，我现在就把你下到监狱去，等到你能还我的时候，我才会放你出来。
It gets back to the master.What happened?
这件事情传回他的主人的耳朵里面。
And in chapter 18 of Matthew, it says this.
在马太十八章里面。
Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me, and should you not have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt.And so also, my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart.
三十二节到三十五节说，于是主人叫了他来，对他说：“你这恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的都免了。你不应当连续你的同伴向我连续你吗？”主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的。等他还清了所欠的债，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样子待你们了。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to grow as Grace Church and we want to grow in the way that God wants us to grow, then we need to grow in a merciful way.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的教会若是要成长合神的心意，我们就要用神的方式来彼此对待。
A merciful heart is needed for a servant to be an instrument of Christ's grace.
神的仆人需要有怜悯的心，才能成为基督恩典的器皿。
We go into the world changed by the mercy of God and practice the same with those around us.
我们必须要因着神的恩典，我们改变了以后，然后我们出去以恩典来对待别人。
The next word.
第二个字
love
是爱
just think about that word for a moment love
我们想想爱这个字到底是什么意思
Jesus sacrifices for us he dies in our place and so we must also sacrifice our lives for him
我们想想主基督在十字架上为我们牺牲了生命
as we heard in the prayer today
我们要照样用这样的爱 为别人牺牲。
As we heard in the prayer today, love one another.
我们今天在祷文里面也听到，我们要彼此相爱。
One reason that's so important is written in John 13:35. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
为什么这么重要？要彼此相爱呢？我们从约翰福音十三章三十五节，我们看到，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Another verse from 1 John 3:14 says, We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not know love abides in death.
另外一节是在约翰一书第十六节。14节，我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的人住在死中。
Do you remember what it said at the beginning of Ephesians in this chapter? You are dead in your sins.
你们记得我们刚读以弗所书二章刚开始的时候就讲到说，你们是在罪犯中死的。
But God.
但是神
We always forget that.
我们常常忘记这件事情。
We think I'm good. Jesus forgave my sins. I can go on. I can make mistakes. I can stop loving. I don't have to love people. My sins are forgiven. It's good. But it says right here in this verse, we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. And if we're not loving each other, then we're still dead.
我们常想说，既然主耶稣已经为我死了，我很安全了，神已经原谅我了，我就可以随着我的心意去做事。但是这一节告诉我们说，若我们没有你没有爱的话，你就还是活在死当中。
Whoever does not know love abides in death.
不认识爱的人就是住在死亡当中。
But we know what love is, don't we?
但是我们知道神的爱是什么。是耶稣基督。
So let's have done with death.
所以让我们撇开离弃死亡。
And only love.
而只去行爱的事。
It just costs us everything.
因为不爱的话，就这个代价太大了。
But that's what Jesus gave for us.
但是基督已经给我们了。
The cross, laying down our lives for God and then for others, means the cross means laying down our lives for God and then for others.
十字架的意思就是将我们自己的生命献给神，钉在十字架上，然后为主而活。
1 John 3:16 says, "By this we know love, that He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers and sisters."
约翰一书三章十六节说，主为我们舍命。我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
We learn from this example of the cross before us, the cross that I'm standing to block right here. It's just, you know, it's just the meaning of life.
我们要从十字架上学到我们一生最重要的功课。
It caused Isaac Watts to write in a hymn.When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. 189.Yes, it is. Sorry, I'll find it.
This is 英国诗人安德烈·瓦兹所写的一个诗篇。
First and fourth.
每逢思念奇妙十字架，荣耀救主。在上悬挂，从前名利富足盈夸，我看如土，完全撇下。宇宙万物若归我有，尽献所有，何足报恩？神圣大爱奇妙难测，愿献我命， 我心我神。
Brothers and sisters, when we have pride in our heart, there is a crisis.
当我们有骄傲在我们的心里的时候，这就是一个面对死亡的一个危机。
Would you agree with me? We're in grave danger when we have pride in our heart.
你们同意吗？你心中有骄夸的时候，你就是在面对着死亡。
But wouldn't you agree, because of Jesus Christ dying on the cross and laying down His life for us, that there is opportunity?
但是因着耶稣基督在十字架上所做的，我们还是有机会。
And forgiveness of our pride.
神会原谅我们心中的骄傲。
And we move on in love.
我们可以继续往前，以爱前行。
Brother and brother, sister and sister, brother and sister.
弟兄跟弟兄，姊妹跟姊妹，弟兄跟姊妹，彼此之间都以爱相对。
Jesus brings hope and opportunity into every crisis.
耶稣基督在我们面对的每一个危机的时候，为我们带来成长的机会。
Just very quickly, I want to tell you a few more things about love because it's so important. Jesus is someone who teaches us how to love.
我想要再用几分钟再讲一下爱，基督耶稣怎么样教导我们爱。
He took pity on Peter when Peter denied that he ever met him.
当彼得三次否认主以后，主还是用怜悯的眼光看着他。
Not only that, but he went to Peter and reinstated him and used him as one of the greatest witnesses of his light that ever existed.
他不只是原谅他，他更是刻意的三次再重新建立他，使他能够成为将来侍奉他的人。
You can tell the story of the Good Samaritan who was walking along and saw an enemy on the road.
还有我们都晓得的好撒玛利亚人的例子。
And he stopped when all the other, these other people went by the man and stopped an enemy, someone who was a different culture, different beliefs, different languages, and you name it, all these different things. And he stopped and he ministered to this person.
这一位当他看到路边一位受伤的人躺在那边的时候，虽然他是跟他是一个敌对的一个族群，他却停下来照顾他，侍候他。
He wept with the family of Lazarus when Lazarus died. He had compassion for them and wept with them.
当拉撒路死去的时候，他因为看到家属的哀痛，耶稣基督也跟着他们一同哀哭。
And go on for a long time talking about the love of Jesus.
我们若要谈耶稣基督的爱，我们还有很多很多例子可以谈很久。But
the most important part is that he died on the cross for you and me. Let us never forget it.
但是这个最高的爱，他所表达出来的就是在十字架上。
Brothers and sisters, if we dare to threaten our relationship with our church and each other by letting our pride get in the way and forget about the cross, God save us.
弟兄姐妹们，假如在我们当中有任何人因为心中自己的高傲而抹去了主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所成就的一切，我们要求神帮助赦免我们。
To be an instrument of Christ's grace, we need to show the same love to others that Christ has shown to us.
我们若想要当基督恩典的器皿，我们就要去实践耶稣基督所为我们付出的那种爱。
Forgiving others.
原谅别人
caring in a practical way,
用很实际的方式去关怀别人
and sacrificing our own desires for the sake of others.
而且为了别人的好处，我们愿意将我们自己想要的放在一边
and then we could be grace-filled.
那我们就能够是一个充满了恩典的地方
and we'll be happy, won't we?
我们也会很高
we'll be so happy, people will say, what's going on? and we'll say, it's Jesus and His love and His grace.And we're sick and tired of the other stuff, so we're just going to be grace-filled, and we're going to be instruments of grace.
我们会这么高兴，别人会说你们是有什么问题？为什么这么高兴？我们会说，就是因为耶稣基督所给我们的一切，我们要舍弃那个旧的方式。我们现在就是要用充满了恩典、充满了喜乐的方式来过我们的生活。
And there's one more verse. I mean, one more word.
我们现在还有另外一个字。
And it's great.
很棒的一个字。
It's called kindness.
宽容。
Kindness.
跟宽容跟恩慈。
宽容。We don't have enough 宽容 in the world, do we?
这个世界上其实很缺乏宽容。
What does 1 Corinthians chapter 13 say? Love is patient, love is kind.
那个哥林多前书十三章写的我们都很熟悉，爱是宽容，爱是忍耐。
Let's take a look at a couple of things that Jesus taught us with his kindness.
我们来看看耶稣基督怎么样教导我们宽容。
Jesus loved children.
耶稣爱小孩。
You have a problem with children?
你有没有觉得对小孩很不耐烦呢？
You need to talk to the Lord about that.
那你就要去跟神耶稣基督谈一谈。
Because Jesus loved them.
因为耶稣基督爱小孩。
And we are Christians and we follow Jesus, so we should love children.
我们既是基督徒，我们就要跟随基督的脚踪。
And that might just be a crisis for you right now.
那可能会让你觉得这是一个很冲击你的一个危机。
But as the Chinese characters teach us, what? With every danger there is opportunity.
但是我们刚刚听到，在每一个危险的时候，就是带来机会。
I know that guy. He used to be really mean to children, but you know Jesus is in his heart now, and you know what? That opportunity came in there, and he is a changed person, and he loves children.
有一天，有人可能会说啊，我知道他，他以前真是很讨厌小孩，但是基督的爱进入到他心中以后，哇，他现在对小孩非常的好。
Jesus showed kindness by spending time with people who were outcasts in society.
耶稣基督在世的时候，他也花很多时间跟那些社会上唾弃他们的人一起。
Let me just tell you a short story, very short. There was a kid in our high school.
我小时候高中的时候，我们班上有一个小孩。
And he was wild. He had some kind of a problem.
他可能有一些那个状生理跟心理的状态，所以他的行为有时候很
He had some kind of a mental illness.
他有一些疾病。
He would come into the cafeteria and he would throw food.
他有时候到了那个学校的餐厅就把食物用乱抛。
He would yell, he would scream.
他会大吼大叫。
He did all kinds of things that made us very, very crisis-like, right, in our thinking.
我们每次有他在旁边的时候，我们就觉得非常的难受。
And I was thinking today, what if I had known the Chinese characters for the word crisis at that time?
我现在在想说，假如我当时知道那个中文的危机这个字。
And I go up to him and I start to talk to him.
那我那时候假如有到他旁边去跟他好好的谈话。
Instead of running the other way when I see him coming, I'm going to go towards him and try to make a difference in his life.
我那时候假如没有避开他，而是去他那里跟他做朋友。
How often we want to have a safe church that is just going to be us and it's nobody else's and we're going to just keep it safe and we're going to do all this, you know, and if somebody else comes in and they're different from us or if they're yelling, if they're having some kind of a difference like this young man, then, you know, it's going to upset everybody here.
对，有些时候我们在教会里面，我们就希望只有跟我们很相似的人在一起。假如有一位是不一样的，或者让我们觉得很不舒服的人，我们就想说，哎呀，还是不要来好了。
Well, brothers and sisters, I have something to tell you then.
弟兄姐妹们，我要告诉你一件事。
If we're going to act like that,
假如是这样行举止的话，我们就不可能成长。
We're not going to grow.
我们不会成长的。
So the crisis is before us.
所以。基督
The crisis is in front of us.
危机在我们前面。
How are we going to do it?
那我们要怎么去面对它？
God told us to be kind.
神跟我们说我们要有恩慈。
We lay down our lives.
将我们自己的生命，我们自己的爱好放在一边。
And we see the opportunity.
然后我们就去拥抱前面的机会。
What's the opportunity?
什么样是我们前面的机会呢？
We need to share the gospel with kindness.
我们要用宽容的态度去分享福音。
There's a verse in Romans chapter 2 verse 3 to 4.
在罗马书第二章第
He's talking about that it says the last part of this says not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance. Wait for a minute. Just the last part of that. Verse 4. Yeah.
你们难道不晓得他的恩慈是要领你悔改吗?
We think about many different ways that a person could share the gospel.
我们常常想说我们有非常不同的 分享福音的方式。
I know some people in the South who give a good, strong sermon to let everybody know how bad they are and how much they need God.
我知道在某些美南的地方的教会，他们用非常严厉的言辞来告诉你，你需要上帝。
I know other people who say, I've got it down, I know the four laws and I can, four spiritual laws, and I can read those to somebody in a minute and they'll know what the gospel is.
我也知道有些人就主张说要把属灵的四律都弄得很熟悉，然后跟朋友讲这属灵的四律，那他们就了解要怎么样得救了。But
what God is saying here is that His kindness leads someone to repentance.
但是这里经文告诉我们说，是神的恩慈使我们悔改得救。
So we see the importance of kindness in our church.
所以我们可以看到恩慈是多么的重要。
And it begins with each other.
那恩慈要从我们彼此当中开始去实行。
Let's see ourselves in this church as in a practice ground for spreading kindness.
让我们现在把我们的教会当成是一个练习彼此恩慈对待的地方。
So as instruments of Christ's grace, we extend kindness to each other, even when others are not kind to us.
所以要做基督的恩典的器皿的时候，我们要练习恩慈。即使在对方对我们不好的时候，我们还是要以恩慈对待他。So
that God can use us in order that His kindness can lead them to repentance.
那这样子神就可以借着我们以这个恩慈来拯救对方。
As Grace Church grows, there will be times of challenge, and there needs to be change in order for growth to come about.
当新恩堂在成长的时候，有时候我们会面对挑战，那这个挑战就是给我们成长的机会。But
we can know in those times that God is providing us opportunity to practice His grace through mercy, love, and kindness.
当这个挑战的时候来到的时候，我们可以确知说，这是神给我们一个练习从他而来的恩慈、爱跟怜悯的机会。We
lay down our lives for Christ.
我们将我们的生命献给主。And
for one another.
也将我们的生命为彼此。And
trust in His eternal power to enable us.
我们确信。 因着神的大能,
as His workmanship to do the things that He has prepared for us to do.
我们能够将他事先为我们预备好的那美好的事工, 我们能够往前行去做。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
may we offer ourselves this anniversary day to our God.
让我们将今天我们庆祝我们教会的周年日, 将这一天奉献给神。
As merciful, loving, kind instruments of Christ's grace.
让我们都成为耶稣基督恩典的器皿，以爱、怜悯跟恩慈来彼此对待、彼此鼓励。
Amen.
Amen.